Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. The Democratic race for governor in Illinois is becoming J.B. Pritzker against the field. The latest example, Democratic county chairman on Saturday overwhelmingly voted to endorse Pritzker. He got 65 of the 90 votes cast at Saturday's meeting. Chris Kennedy got 17 and 8 others voted not to endorse. Rock Island County Chairman Doug House said local Democratic leaders agree wholeheartedly that Pritzker is the best candidate to take on Governor Bruce Rauner next fall. Also, Illinois lawmakers are looking to use the Las Vegas shootings to try and push new gun control laws in the state. Suburban Democratic State Representative Marty Moylan last week introduced a plan to ban the sale of bump stocks, the accessory that turns semi-automatic rifles into automatic weapons. But his plan would also ban the sale of assault weapons, 50-caliber rifles, and any magazine larger than 10 rounds. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
I'm Cole Lauterbach, and this is the Illinois Radio Network. A former city councilman turned lawmaker thinks construction spending plans are needed in Illinois, but says the spending needs to closely be watched. New conversations of a construction spending plan are bubbling up to the surface in Springfield, and with it come stories of past infrastructure projects turned into hundreds of non-infrastructure spending in the Illinois lawmakers' backyards. Under then-Governor Pat Quinn's $31 billion Illinois Jobs Now infrastructure plan, billions of dollars went to eyebrow-raising projects like stained glass windows in a Naperville parking garage, or more than $600,000 to pay for bronze doors on the Capitol in Springfield. Freshman State Representative Ryan Spain says the state's businesses would benefit from updating and maintaining the state's infrastructure network, but it would have to be closely watched.
You may have use of projects that really aren't tied to the same type of catalytic transformations that you'd like to see.
Infrastructure experts say funding projects like road and bridge improvements are best to come from some sort of use tax instead of just borrowing the money for future generations to pay down. I'm Cole Lauterbach.